You are tuned into RDU. It is Breakfast with Spanky. 18 minutes past 8 for those of you. That was your first introduction to the Letterbox Lambs. I hope you enjoyed that honest accent. That was actually a force field just then that I'm fading out now. Funny thing is, you see, when you want to get hold of LTJ Bookham, you can't. And then when you don't want to talk to him, he's ringing up wanting to have a chat. So we're supposed to be having a chat with him on Wednesday, if he's not miffed by then. But you know. It is Breakfast with Spanky, 98.5 FM. Weather today, often cloudy, brief rain, southerlies, and dying later on, dying out, high of 21. Tomorrow, showers turning to rain, southerly winds, and a high of 17 degrees. Well, we are in the season of politics. That will excite some of you. That will depress others of you. Joining me right now is Don Brash from the ACT Party. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Spanky. How are you?
Very good. Nice to have you with us. Now, your chairman in New Plymouth, Morris Hay. I'm sure you have chairman all over the place, and it's hard to keep track of them. But John Key was walking through a food court smiling, and he's come up and challenged him about not withdrawing the national Ipsen candidate. Now, was he out of line doing that, or are you fine with sort of ACT? I guess ACT people are pretty ready-minded bunch.
Morris Hay is a very enthusiastic supporter of the ACT Party, and I value his support very much. But he didn't understand the arrangement we have. It's an informal understanding with the National Party, and that involves our not standing a candidate in New Plymouth and National not going for the electorate vote in Epsom. They're going for the party vote, and they've absolutely honoured their commitment, as we have.
Now, when you say you weren't standing one in New Plymouth, did you not stand one everywhere, or is New Plymouth an ACT stronghold?
No, we stood in most electorates, but not all. A smaller party doesn't always field candidates in every single electorate. I think there are more than a dozen, or roughly a dozen, which we're not standing in this year, and New Plymouth is one of them.
Is that a stitch-up in your mind at all? Is that selling out your principles?
No, it's not. I mean, basically, in every single electorate except Epsom, we're going for the party vote. And people in New Plymouth can still vote for ACT with their party vote, and we very much hope that they will do that. We didn't want them to vote for the local candidate in any case. I mean, I'm standing for the ACT Party on the North Shore. I do not want people to vote for me with their electorate vote. I want them to give ACT their party vote.
Now, there does seem... He does voice old Morris Hay, does voice some concerns, which I imagine are yours as well, which is, you've given National something. What the heck are they going to give you in return? It's getting pretty late in the piece
for them to indicate,
isn't it?
The National candidate in Epsom has made it very clear he is after the party vote for the National Party in Epsom. He's not looking for the electorate vote, and that's exactly what we understood with the National Party. So both sides have honoured this commitment. Now, why is that being done? Because, let's face it, in no MMP election in New Zealand, and in only one of 17 elections, MMP elections in Germany, where, of course, they've been going for much longer, has a single party got a majority in Parliament. And that means that the likelihood is that whoever is the largest party in Parliament after the election, probably National, will need a coalition partner. And what we're saying is the best partner for the National Party is the ACT Party.
Now, regardless of this, even if the National MP in Epsom is only campaigning for the party vote, he's doing pretty well in the polls, isn't he?
Well, he's doing okay in the polls. The Herald has a sort of very unscientific poll in this morning's paper suggesting that they're neck, John Banks and Paul Goldsworth are neck and neck, and I suspect that's probably true. But go back to 2005. At that point, the polls had Richard Wirth, the National candidate, miles ahead of Rodney Hyde, miles ahead. Nevertheless, Rodney Hyde won that electorate. Why? Because the voters of Epsom can understand how MMP works.
Do you need a clear indication, don't you, from John Key? I mean, it's all a bit airy-fairy in terms of his definite support. You must be hanging out for this cup of tea time.
Well, last election, 2008, John Key did have a cup of tea with Rodney Hyde. In 2005, when I was leader of the National Party, I had a cup of tea with Peter Dunne. So that would be nice to have, and certainly I'd be delighted if that happens. But John Key said yesterday, both on Breakfast TV and on one of the other radio stations, that National had worked constructively with the ACT Party over the last 3 years, and he would, on balance, prefer ACT to be back. Now, that's a pretty clear signal that he's very comfortable with National Party voters in Epsom voting for John Banks.
I think I mean, you're right that he could imagine their vote could go to a worse place than ACT, in his view. But it doesn't feel like the same sort of support they've had in previous elections, Don. I mean, it feels like he's sort of like, oh, well, if they survive, that'd be nice, and if ACT goes into oblivion, we'll get by.
He said something certainly stronger than that yesterday. And the reality is, whether National wins the seat of Epsom or not makes no difference at all to how many seats in Parliament National has. And that's a message which hasn't been clearly understood by the public. If they win Epsom, they get no more seats. They get one more electorate seat and one fewer list seats. On the other hand, if John Banks wins Epsom, he brings into Parliament a number of ACT MPs who can potentially support, or would support National. We've made that quite clear.
Do you think that one of the reasons that John Key isn't lining up to have a cup of tea and to clear this all up, because it wouldn't be very hard for him just to sort these things out, he's being a bit coy about it, is, I mean, I quote from a newspaper article, he said there's no doubt there's a bit of a pushback against ACT at the moment. Do you think he views you guys as being contagious, something he wants to distance himself from if it goes bad?
Look, put yourself in his position. He wants to maximise the National Party's party vote, and I absolutely understand that. He also knows, however, that the likelihood of National having an absolute majority in Parliament is not very high. So I think in due course he'll make his view pretty clear. He made it pretty clear yesterday, I have to say.
But what does he mean by saying there's a pushback against ACT? Do you think there's a pushback against you guys? I mean, it looks a bit like a nasty corporate takeover. I think that's the impression I get from people that normally support ACT, is they feel like their party's been taken over.
Well, in the sense that I was former leader of the National Party, that's right. I was a former leader of the National Party. I think I did quite well in that role. I'm very keen to see ACT support because I think ACT's values needed now more than ever before. The world economy is in deep trouble, and frankly, neither Labor nor National are doing an adequate job in fixing it. Now, having said that, National is clearly preferred. Labor is dreaming away in fantasy land.
Okay. Well, now you probably realise that a lot of these listeners on RDU are filthy lefties, communists, etc. what would be your big, other than your cannabis reform, which I'm sure tickled a few of their fancy? What would be your big pitch to them this morning?
The big pitch is the economy. The New Zealanders are poorer now than we were 6 years ago. One in four teenagers unemployed. The government borrowing hundreds of millions of dollars a week, which young people in New Zealand are going to have to eventually pay back. We're living in an irresponsible way. The ACT Party is the only party in Parliament which actually wants to see those problems fixed and fixed quickly.
Very good. Nice talking, Don. Catch you later on.
Thanks, Banky.
Toodaloo. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is Don Brash, leader of the ACT Party, this morning. It was Breakfast with Spanky, 98.5 FM. I know there are a few RDU listeners out there that lean towards ACT. I'm not sure if you're leaning anymore, though. Let's see, what have we got here? Huh.